Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. A huge game coming up for those Wyoming Cowboys. And what's at stake? Well, they could be sitting atop their portion of the conference all alone if they can find a way to beat the Boise State Broncos. Talking to us about that now, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, it was good to see you last week.
Yeah, that was nice, man. And kudos to the Rams. Their fans should be very proud of the way they played. They were tough, man. That was a tough out. And hopefully they didn't injure too many Wyoming Cowboys for this marquee matchup tomorrow night.
Man, there were injuries left and right in that game, too. I mean, I was looking at the guy sitting next to me. I'm saying, this game has moved pretty fast until we got to the fourth quarter. And every other play, there was a guy down.
Yeah, Cowboys lost a lot of key players, and we don't know. They're all day-to-day, according to Craig Bull. But, I mean, there were some spots down there when CSU was at the 8-yard line with a first and goal, and the Cowboys were without Easton Gibbs and Jordan Bertinoli, and then Cam Stone went down and was like, oh, my goodness, this is getting a little hairy.
Yeah, no question about it. But you're saying, hey, right now most of those guys are kind of listed as day-to-day, don't know a whole lot about what their status for the weekend?
Yeah, that's what Craig Bull said on Monday, and of course the big one, Andrew Peasley. He left early in the second quarter. He's been in concussion protocol. Not sure if he's been back out on the field or not. I know they're hoping Jordan Bertinoli's going to try and give it a go there, defensive tackle. And other than that, we really don't know. So we probably won't find out till about 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, it's interesting with Andrew Peasley. Yeah, he goes down, but then Jaden Clemens comes in. And, I mean, it was the running that kind of worked for him. You know, he had a quarterback keeper a few times. That one of them resulted in a big touchdown for Wyoming. So, at least, you know, you got that production from a backup quarterback.
Yeah, no, what a job he's done. He has such a great story. And he came in, and he, like Craig Bull said, he just didn't flinch, man. And runs in a 14-yard touchdown and then throws an absolute dime for a 32-yard touchdown pass to Alex Brown right after the Torrey Horton fumbled punt. And he looked like he belonged, man. And this is a kid who threw for 1 million yards in high school in Lehigh, Utah, and just didn't get a look. And he doesn't really know why he didn't get a look. I can only assume it's because he's 6'1", 200 pounds. But went to Utah. Kyle Whittingham turned him into a safety immediately. And he just, you know, he took a gamble on himself, Brady, and just said, I'm a quarterback. And what school did another guy take a gamble on himself and go to? And that's Josh Allen. And that was kind of what he thought he would do. And it was really cool to see. He was on the scout team last year. First did a story with him when he got the Cowboys ready for Air Force last year, and it certainly wasn't the Cowboys' defense. That wasn't their fault they lost that game in Colorado Springs. So just a really cool story with him and the emotion he showed after the game. And I know he's really become a fan favorite, so I don't think it's a quarterback controversy, Brady, but I think a lot of people around here wouldn't mind seeing Jaden Clemens getting a crack at the Broncos.
Well, and he, like you said, found a way to get the job done for this Cowboys team. I mean, you're thinking when Peasley goes down, okay, well, they still have Titus Swift, but where's that production going to be? And hey, only 14 points, but they just found a way, especially late in that first half, Cody. That was huge to get that touchdown. I believe it was 10-0 Rams, and you're thinking, man, can Wyoming find a way, get a field goal here, get something, and they find a way to get a touchdown. That, to me, really changed this game going into the second half.
It was huge, and obviously Clay Millen making the mistake in the end zone there, that was big when Darren Harrell picked him off. And then, you know, a lot of people aren't putting a lot of weight into this, Brady, and I don't know what your vantage point of it was, but Torrey Horton sure looked like he was going to score on that last play.
Oh,
half.
My gosh, yes, he did.
I couldn't believe it, and people were downplaying it after the game, going, oh, no, it, you know, we felt okay that we had him. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you did, because it sure didn't work.
No, and that was such a bang-bang play, too, because, you know, you see on Twitter, Rams fans were like, yeah, you got to get down, you have a timeout. He catches it with, like, what, two seconds left?
Yeah.
You're not looking up at the clock at that point. So, I didn't have a problem with it, him trying to make a play. And, yeah, like you said, he almost did.
Oh, man, if it wasn't for Ja'Cory Hawkins being on the field, he's the Ole Miss transfer who actually was clocked at 23 miles an hour last year during a game in the SEC. So
wow.
If it wasn't him, I don't know if they catch him.
Yeah, no question about it. But they, you know, you get into that second half, and as you mentioned, you know, Torrey Horton giveth and taketh away, I suppose. He had a fumble, fumbled that punt. That was a big, big deal there. You know, you're still wondering if CSU can do anything with it. You know, offensively, they just haven't been able to find the four air raid stuff. But that fumble, you know, ultimately, didn't decide the game, but it sure felt like it did.
Yeah, you hate that it happened for him because, you know, after watching every single game this year, he's the most dynamic player in the Mountain West, hands down. He's the best player I've seen all year, and you hate to see a guy like that who literally laid it all out on the line. You hate to see it fall on him like that, and it didn't ultimately. You know, the CSU's still giving up sacks. They're still not scoring in the red zone. It certainly wasn't Torrey Horton's fault. They wouldn't even have been in that thing without him. I mean, he's a really special player, but you can't deny it, man. That was a huge turning point in that game, and the Cowboys capitalized immediately between Jaden Clemens, who'd never thrown a touchdown pass, and Alex Brown, who'd never caught a touchdown pass. So that was a big moment, and you hope that the confidence can build from that with those two.
Well, now they set their sights toward Boise State, and Cody, I mean, at the beginning of the season, did you think we'd be having this conversation saying, hey, that Wyoming-Boise State game will decide at least for a week. They still have Fresno State in front of them, too. But it will decide at least for a week who's sitting at the top of the Mountain West Mountain.
You know, obviously not, but it's also the reason why, Homer, call it a Homer pick, call it whatever you want. I think the Cowboys, who can deny it, man? The Cowboys could win this thing. I'm taking them on Saturday. I'm taking them tomorrow. They've been proving you wrong all year long. That's all they've been doing. And they're just so tight. And to see how close they are and how emotional they're getting in press conferences when talking about each other, they're just super tight. And I know that doesn't guarantee anything on the field. But, you know, they just won four straight. Three of those were on the road. You know, a lot of teams in this conference can't go on the road and win three straight, no matter where they're at. So just they've come so far. And even being in this conversation is something really special. But I don't know, man. The war is going to be packed tomorrow night, and you never know. I'm really excited for it, though.
Boise State's an interesting team, too, because they changed things around early in the season. You know, they lost to, UTEP at the start of the year, and I thought, man, this Boise State team is a shell of what it used to be. And then Hank Bachmeyer leaves the program, and you're thinking this is going to get bad for the Broncos. Well, they haven't lost. Or they lost, once to BYU. Outside of that, they've been flawless.
Yeah. It turns out they had Vince Young Jr. on the
right.
on the bench. My goodness, that guy is really good. 6'6". Obviously, drew some comparisons to Josh Allen this week from Craig Bull, and if anybody would know, it'd be him. So, just really good. And Dirk Cutter obviously stepping in there when they fired Tim Plow, and then you know Hank Bachmeyer showing himself the door. And this kid's just been really dynamic. And when he first came in, I thought, oh, this kid can only run. You know, that's all he was doing. They just had him blowing around the edge left and right. He looked like Vince Young in the Rose Bowl. And then all of a sudden, wow, he can throw too. He puts up 305 on Fresno State and three touchdowns. And next thing you know, I mean, the kid's got 1,300 yards passing in just a handful of games. And he's completing 67% of his passes. I mean, that's not supposed to happen for redshirt freshman quarterbacks. And then, of course, Boise State's defense is just, they're lights out. And it hasn't been their fault. None of that stuff early on was their fault. So, JL Skinner and that back end, they're really tough. And you try and find holes in this team, and there aren't any. And I mean, how many times have we heard that over the last decade?
Cody, I see you have your assistant there with you today.
Oh, every day. I even fed her chicken nuggets and ramen noodles. Still can't be quiet.
Once more, man. You got to get more. Double that order up next time. That's awesome. Love it. So, Cody, 14-point spread. You're liking the Cowboys. I think the Broncos are favored by 14. You're liking the Cowboys to pull off this upset.
I do, and you know, and I don't really have any basis for it, I guess, Brady, aside from they've just been proving them wrong all year. And to be in this spot, you're in this spot, why not just go win the whole damn thing? And you know, being at home, if this was in Boise, it'd be a different story probably. But it's at home, it's cold, it's, you know, this defense. You saw a little glimpse of what the Cowboys defense can do last week. They held CSU to 6 points offensively, and just they're all over the place, and they've arrived way ahead of schedule. I mean, I'm sure you took a glance at that roster on Saturday night, Brady.
Yeah.
It is loaded with freshmen, and they didn't have one sack to their credit coming into the season. And now they're at 31 and leading the Mountain West. So they got to keep Phelan Green in the pocket. They got to limit George Helani. Other than that, you know, you have to think Titus Wynn has to be huge tomorrow night. You just have to. You have to think you know, maybe a 150, 170 kind of night with a couple of touchdowns and maybe a John Hoyland field goal ices it. So that's the hope anyway. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. This used to be the series, like so many, is so lopsided. Wyoming's 1-15 all time against the Broncos, but over the last five meetings, it's only been decided by about a touchdown on average. So it's getting closer. You like to think they're closing the gap a little bit here, and you know, you like to think that they can possibly do this.
I'm just still fascinated by this season with the Cowboys, regardless of how this shakes out. Because again, if they end up getting into the Mountain West Championship game, this is going to turn into a really special season, Cody, because you're going to have to get through Boise State and, you know, Jay Kaner's back with Fresno State. So two huge tests coming up for this team to end the season.
No doubt. They're going to have to win six straight just to get in the Mountain West title game, but then you'd like to think that maybe Jay Kaner and the Bulldogs would be heading right back to War Memorial Stadium the following week for a nice and chilly afternoon on a December 4th inside Laramie. That would be really sweet, and what a turnaround and what a story. And, you know, like we always talk about, Craig Bohl is – he deserves a ton of credit this year. And you like to think, man, we sit up in that press box, me and the other writers, and we look and we go, do you see a lot of guys entering the transfer portal? And we really don't see many, if any. Wow. So this team really could be one that's special for years to come.
Craig Bohl, Mountain West Coach of the Year?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yes. Who else could it be, really? I mean, Boise State. You know, give a ton of credit to Andy Avalos,
sure,
though.
Yeah.
I mean, to fire his offensive coordinator after 4 weeks and take a chance. You know, Craig Bohl mentioned it this week. That's usually a, you know, well, our season's screwed. Let's see if this other guy works out. And boy, did he. So got to give him a ton of credit, too. Fresno State's bounced back. But Craig Bohl's got to be it. And if people aren't voting for him on this, they're insane.
Yeah, I mean, he, like we've talked about so many times, what do we know about this team? Can they win four games? Especially after week one, we're like, uh-oh, it's panic button time. And then to here you go. I mean, you're essentially in the, if you want to talk, like mini playoffs right now for Wyoming, and you have all of it's right there in front of you. You control your destiny.
No doubt. I mean, you can't ask to be in a better spot. You know, they just ran through those three games, two in a row, where they were all trophy games for the Cowboys. So they just filled up their trophy case and just getting more momentum every week. And it's not always pretty. It definitely wasn't in Fort Collins. And like I said, you got to give that Rams team a ton of credit. They are tough, man. They showed up to play, and you actually kind of feel for them because they gave them hell, no question. But this Cowboys team just keeps finding ways to win. And like you said, just it's not always pretty, but it's effective, and that's all that really matters.
Cody, while we have you here, I wanted to get your perspective on Clay Millen. I mean, we've talked a lot about him. I love the guy. He's a great kid. Excited to see what he can do. But, obviously there's Rams fans that have question marks around him. He's a freshman. What are your thoughts after seeing him play? I mean, you've seen this team. You've watched this team. But being there firsthand to watch this guy.
Tough kid, man, and he definitely likes to throw it around the yard. And if that's the kind of offense you're going to run, I mean, who better? I really like that kid. I think he's been how can you judge him if you're a Rams fan? I mean, the guy's been picking himself off the turf all year long.
Right.
And if I had one thing that maybe I don't like about him, but I kind of still do, is just maybe a little overly emotional sometimes, where it almost looks like he's maybe yelling at his teammates and things not looking great on the sideline here and there. But, I mean, hell, why wouldn't you yell at your teammates? And that shows that he's passionate. I'd be saying, hey, can you give me 2 seconds, please?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just getting dropped. He's, what, been sacked 9 times in a game twice this year?
It's just awful,
lucky,
man.
He's lucky to be walking. So he's a competitor, man, and he's young, and he seems to have all the right tools. So I like him, and I like that connection with Torrey Horton. I know nobody else in the Mountain West does.
Yeah, well, and you know, if it ain't defensive linemen from the opposing team getting after him, his own offensive linemen are knocking him out too.
Tell me you brought that up during your show.
We talked a little bit about it. You know what Clay did that was smart, Cody? He brought in two defensive studs to come talk to us. But he brought in Jack Howell and Henry Blackburn. So he's like, you know what? But let's talk a lot about the defense, too. They need some love, man.
Yeah, hey, Blackburn played himself a hell of a game.
Oh, my gosh. Those guys are something.
He's a tough kid. So a lot of kudos to them, man. And obviously they have a ton of roster spots open. And, you know, to see them fight that way, I knew they would. I knew they'd give it their best punch right off the bat, but they hung in the whole game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know if you remember the play. Titus Swinn got absolutely smoked the line of scrimmage, and I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah. No.
These dudes are out for blood today.
Yeah, that defense, I think we're all kind of shocked by that defense. Freddie Banks has a good group there, no question. Cody, my man, always appreciate catching up with you. I know you're going to have plenty of pregame work ahead for us to check out at 7220sports.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brady.
All right, my man. There he is, Cody Tucker. That's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. And, yeah, they kept the boot. They kept the bronze boot. And not only did they keep the boot, they put themselves in a position. They went out pretty simple. They beat Boise State. They beat Fresno State. They're in the Mountain West Conference Championship game. Just like that. They could still lose to Boise. Couldn't lose to Boise State. So it's must win for the Wyoming Cowboys. And then, you know, next week, honestly, if Boise State somehow stumbles and Wyoming loses to Fresno State, then you'd still get in. So you got to beat Boise State, though, if you want to be in this conversation. 35 minutes after the hour, Broncos, Raiders, let's take a look. What's that matchup looking like with all of the injuries pouring in for the Broncos? We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.